This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, final segment with the great Roger Stone here on the Alex Jones Show. Getting into the Ukraine war, Zelensky looks like he's completely out of his mind. This internal document admits they've lost way more troops than what they claim. The Russians are actually winning the war at great loss. Things are escalating. Huge NATO drills going on. And now they admit, indeed, the document is real. The New York Times, the Washington Post, Tucker Carlson pointed out, lied. And these documents show criminal actions being committed by our government. Where do you see all this going?
Alex, what strikes me is the amazing hypocrisy of the New York Times and the Washington Post. When the Pentagon Papers leaked, they deified Daniel Ellsberg, the bureaucrat who leaked them. The New York Times and the Washington Post fought in court to publish the documents that showed that the American people had been lied to about the war in Vietnam. Now, the Biden administration is trying to suppress the publication of these documents. And instead of boldly doing what news organizations are supposed to do and publishing this stuff, the New York Times and the Washington Post are acting to try to discredit it. What's absolutely clear is that history is repeating itself. Just as the deep state lied to us about the Vietnam War, they're now lying to us about what is happening in Ukraine. If you read the New York Post, a newspaper I love, you would think that the Ukrainians were kicking the daylights out of the Russians. But that's clearly not what's happening. But the most telling part about this, the most shocking part, is the fact that it's absolutely clear that if we do give long-range missiles to Zelensky and the Ukrainians, which he has literally been pressuring Biden
for, and Zelensky said he will strike Moscow with that.
Exactly. And that is the beginning of World War III, exactly what Donald Trump seeks to avert. None of this would have happened if Trump was still in the White House. It can only probably be ended by putting Trump back in the White House. Otherwise, if we don't give those long-range missiles to Zelensky, we're in for a long, bitter siege. But these documents demonstrate that the Ukrainians don't have what it takes for a spring offensive. This entire war is a fiasco. These documents prove it. But now, never letting a good crisis go to waste, they're going to use these leaks to try to clamp down on people on the internet seeking the truth in the so-called Restrict Act. So this is dangerous all the way around.
And as usual, there's a lot of historic parallels. Saudi Arabia is being driven away from us. India is being driven into the BRICS. You have Egypt caught shipping 40,000 rockets. You know, they're a supposed ally to Russia. Russia is being perceived as the one under attack here because the West started this 8 years ago. So it's pushing the world away from America. Now China is encircling Taiwan. This is a disastrous situation.
Well, we really are, as Trump keeps saying, tiptoeing right up to the brink of World War III. And this administration doesn't seem to get it, or maybe that's what they want. This is extraordinarily dangerous, and now they are completely and totally exposed. I'm sorry, I have a hard time believing that a 20-year-old national reservist had access to these top secret documents. It just doesn't seem credible to me.
Yeah, this moron sounds like he got set up. What do you think?
He looks like a patsy to me. I agree.
When the first time I saw his photo, I said, that guy looks like Lee Harvey Oswald on steroids.
I agree. Anyway, Alex, today, StoneZone.live at 5 p.m. Eastern, StoneZone.live. We're going to be talking about the document leak. We're going to be talking about RFK and all of this. Thanks. It's always great to be back at InfoWars.
Roger, we love you. Be safe, my friend. Oh, real fast. I talked to Trump a lot. How are his spirits? Because I've heard ice water, stronger than ever. He looks great. We're told he's all peeing on himself. That's not true, is it?
No, I saw him Thursday night. He's in a great mood. He's optimistic. He's combative. Is he angry? Yes, he's angry, but he's not mad. There's a difference. He's in great spirits. I think he's ready to fight. So, I'm more optimistic about the future than I've been. We are under siege, but we are hardly defeated. And as you said at the beginning of the show, the public reaction is changing very dramatically. People who are calling me a traitor now are trying to buy me dinner.
All right, StoneZone.com. Thank you, Roger.
God bless you.
And we're at madmaxworld.tv. That's the URL that takes you where hundreds of contributors, not just InfoWars and Micro, hundreds of other producers and talk show hosts that are being banned are still alive there. Be sure and visit and share the link to madmaxworld.tv. It takes you to band.video. They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says InfoWars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You've got it. You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Kim.com reminds us that when Victoria Nuland says the U.S. will help rebuild, modernize, and integrate Ukraine with the West once Russia has been expelled in the next offensive, which our own documents admit are a fraud, the Pentagon's own documents. Kim.com reminds us they said that in Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, etc. They will be thriving democracies after the U.S. government delivers them freedom. When they are done, they will leave Ukraine to join the list of wrecked nations. Here's Victoria Nuland.
As the Ukrainian people heroically defend their immediate future, we must also help them begin planning for their long-term recovery. Together, we are working on how to support Ukraine's military of the future so that Russia can't simply storm back after this next counteroffensive and take land again in a few months or in a few years. We will also help rebuild Ukraine's energy infrastructure so it comes back greener and more resilient. We will help strengthen Ukraine's government institutions to ensure they deliver dignity and opportunity for all Ukraine citizens and that they are better hardened against corruption. And we will help rebuild Ukraine's cities and towns and villages so displaced Ukrainians can return home without fear, reunite with their loved ones, and get back to their businesses, to their farms, and to the work of building a peaceful, democratic future. We also need to help deepen Ukraine's integration with Europe and make its products a larger part of a healthy and democratic global supply chains. And we also have to ensure that Ukraine lives up to its potential as a global technology center. Our work together here is not simply about rebuilding what Putin has so criminally destroyed. It's about the complete modernization and revitalization of Ukraine. Our shared goal must not be a Ukraine that simply survives. It must be a Ukraine that thrives.
Everything they say is a total inversion of reality. I'm not going to play the whole thing. We got a special guest coming up in studio, a bunch of other news to hit. But Tucker Carlson pointed out that it's criminal what's in these documents, and the public's been lied to. The New York Times and Washington Post have been trying to suppress that. They now confirm the documents are 100% real. Here it is.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. For the past 14 months, you have heard two main things about the war in Ukraine. The first is that the war in Ukraine is a war of national sovereignty. It is not a proxy battle between superpowers. Russia invaded Ukraine. That was immoral. The United States supports Ukraine because the United States supports democracy. But the United States itself is not at war with Russia. This is Ukraine's war to fight. The second thing we have heard over and over again is that Ukraine is winning that war. Ukrainian troops are brave and noble. Russian troops are evil and incompetent. The Ukrainians are beating the Russians. In the end, their victory is inevitable. Now, you're very familiar with these points because you have heard them every day since last February. You've heard them repeated by every power center in the United States, the Pentagon, the White House, the leaders of both parties in Congress, CEOs and celebrities. And most insistently of all, you've heard them from virtually every single outlet along the entire spectrum of our national news media. These are the two essential themes of the war in Ukraine, and both of them are lies. We know that they're lies because late last week, leaked intelligence about the war in Ukraine began to appear on social media. Briefing slides prepared by the U.S. government began to show up, among other places, on Twitter. And the slides show that this is, in fact, not Ukraine's war. It's our war. The United States is a direct combatant in a war against Russia. As we speak, American soldiers are fighting Russian soldiers. So this is not a regional conflict in Eastern Europe. This is a hot war between the two primary nuclear superpowers on Earth. And yet, this war has never been formally declared. It has not been authorized by Congress. And for that reason, this war is a violation of American law. It is a crime. The second thing we learn from these slides is that despite direct U.S. involvement, Ukraine is in fact losing the war. Seven Ukrainians are being killed for every Russian. Ukrainian air defenses have been utterly degraded. Ukraine is losing. The Biden administration is perfectly aware of this. They're panicked about it. But they have lied about this fact to the public. Just 2 weeks ago, for example, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin told the U.S. Senate that Russian military power is, quote, waning. In other words, Russia is losing the war. That was a lie. He knew it was when he said it, but he repeated it in congressional testimony. That is a crime. But Lloyd Austin has not been arrested for committing that crime. Instead, the only man who has been taken into custody, or likely ever will be, is a 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guardsman who leaked the slides that showed that Lloyd Austin was lying. He revealed the crimes, therefore he's the criminal. That's how Washington works. Telling the truth is the only real sin. Now, our news media exist and have constitutional protection precisely in order to push back against this grotesque standard. Their only job is to tell the truth. And yet tonight, the news media are celebrating the capture of the kid who told Americans what's actually happening in Ukraine. They are treating him like Osama bin Laden. Maybe a little worse, actually. Because unlike Al-Qaeda, apparently this kid is a racist. Here's CNN.
The Washington Post, as you know, reviewed video of this suspect yelling racial and anti-Semitic slurs.
Is this a dangerous person? This Air Guardsman who's now been taken into custody had talked about being a gun enthusiast, had been at gun ranges. He's obviously a member of the military.
And he's the big guy in the scene. Somehow he has access to this kind of information, and that makes him even larger.
A person who thinks they know better than everyone else, they're smarter than everyone else in their view.
That this is a 21-year-old man. He's described as a gun enthusiast. Feels like in some of these descriptions, somebody who's maybe hungry for power.
So this 21-year-old Air National Guardsman from Massachusetts is not a whistleblower, CNN explains, with the help of the many intelligence agency figures it has now hired as analysts. No, he's not a whistleblower. He's a criminal. Because he is, unlike the people who run our government, quote, hungry for power.
And then pause real quick.
Because this...
Yeah, total inversion. We have no idea this guy's even guilty. They probably leaked it. The point is, the real message is gun enthusiast, gun enthusiast, gun enthusiast, gun enthusiast, gun enthusiast, gun enthusiast. Gun owners did this. That's right. The Second Amendment. Continue.
Power, federal law enforcement had to swing into action with unfamiliar speed and efficiency and apprehend him. He was that threatening. Now, keep in mind, as of tonight, we still don't know where Jeffrey Epstein got hundreds of millions of dollars. We have no idea. Nor do we know what he did for a living. We don't know who left pipe bombs on Capitol Hill on January 6th, two of them. We don't know who leaked the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. We can't even say for certain who killed the president of the United States, because after 60 years, the Biden administration is still hiding thousands of pages of classified documents from the Kennedy assassination, just as they are hiding more than a billion other classified documents. But tonight, we can say for dead certain who embarrassed Toria Nuland and Joe Biden. And that kid is going to jail for a long, long time. That's the standard. The media are fine with that standard. Watch this remarkable exchange on Monday of this week between the White House press corps and Biden flack John Kirby.
Without confirming the validity of the documents, this is information that has no business in the public domain. It has no business, if you don't mind me saying, on the pages of front pages of newspapers or on television. It is not intended for public consumption, and it should not be out there.
So the fact that U.S. soldiers are fighting Russian soldiers in a war in Ukraine has no business in the public domain. The fact that the country we are backing and fighting alongside is losing, not winning, has no business in the public domain. You have no.
That's good. I mean, the rest gets even better. It's up on Infowars.com. But yes, we're at war with Russia. I told you before anybody else did in October, 4 months before the invasion by the Russians, they would invade by late February. And I told you day one, before that war even started, U.S. troops were over there killing.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I have a special guest coming in who's been really doing a great job reporting on AI next segment. But I just want to go back to what I keep saying, because this is the most important thing. If the public isn't aware they're in a war, and if the public doesn't know who they're at war with, and if the public doesn't know what the enemy's game plan is in their history, you're going to lose that war, okay? So I can sit here and give you window dressing all day, and they did this, and they did that, and isn't this interesting, and isn't that interesting, and here's some crime footage, it bleeds, it leads. Here's some black people killing white people, and here's some white people killing black people, and all this crap. Yeah, that gets us ratings, folks, but at the end of the day, I want ratings for victory. I want ratings to reach hearts and minds and change the world. And the big news flash to everybody is what I keep saying. There is opposition forming worldwide at the lowest levels, the mid-levels, and the highest levels of government, corporations, finance, the ecclesiastical system, everywhere. Because people now finally get, whoa, I've just been going on to get along, not to rock the boat. Not because most conservatives or populists were scared. We just don't want a grandstand. You know, I'll see my neighbor out working in their front yard, and I like my neighbors. But I'm kind of like, you know, I'm going to let them just prune their rose bushes, and I'm not going to, I was about to go out and work on my rose bushes, but I'm just going to let them be peaceful out there. You got to get past that attitude. Because we're the opposite of busybodies and nosy people and all the rest of it. I remember one time we were driving along in our ranch by another ranch, and there was this horse that looked like it was starving to death with a couple other horses that didn't look too good. And I was probably about 14, and it was my dad's brother running the pickup truck. And I said to him, I said, we ought to call, he's young and dumb then, we ought to call animal control or the animal protection groups. That horse looks like it's starving to death. And he looked at me and he said, you know what you ought to do is learn to mind your own business. And I remember, because I love my uncle, he's a great guy, but he's just as fiery as I am, and you know, obviously knew more than I did then. I started arguing with him, and he looked at me and he said, you don't even know who that person is. I know those people. They take in abandoned and hurt horses, dumbass. And he said, and your default that person is abusing horses, the fact that you just immediately think that is why you're 14 and don't know what you're talking about. Mind your own business. And that's an extreme example of how the Texans that I grew up with are, where they actually know their people's business, but they're not getting in their business. And if they got to get in your business, they will, but they're not looking for a reason at your business. So I know conservatives. I know farmers. I know ranchers. I know populists. I know my family. I know the attitude of conservatives. And we don't want to get in people's business. I don't want to go to city council and county commissions. I don't want to go spy on politicians. I don't want to go to Bilderberg Group. I don't want to have to grandstand and say my way's better than their way. But you know what? That time of my uncle and all that is past. That's the old America. It's good to keep out of people's business. That stops the globalists, their whole spy state. But when it comes to getting in the face of the establishment, I need populist Christians and conservatives to stop hiding in the churches and to stop hiding at Republican groups where they think they're safe. And I need you, like the Savannah Hernandezes of the world, or the Drew Hernandezes. I'm just thinking of some of the best examples of journalists that just so happen to have the last names Hernandez, to go out and engage the world. I need more Charlie Kirks. They're going to actually go to the universities where they get attacked and speak out. I need you all to realize that we can't do it all. And I'm not bitching at you. I know how you are. I'm just like you. I do not want to get in people's faces. I do not want to go scream at people in Congress. I do not want to grandstand, but I have to. And so when I grandstand, it's way better than some dumb liberal. When I get on a bullhorn, it's 10 times more powerful because they're slaves. I'm not. So I need all of you to think about whatever way you can fight the tyranny, legally and lawfully and effectively, to get off the bench. And I'm not saying you're on the bench. I'm saying I know how you are. I understand you. I know how your parents were. Mine were just like yours. I know how your grandparents were. Mine were total Americana like yours. And I get back when the country was still somewhat free, mind your own business, keep your head down, take care of your family. That's all gone. We don't have the country right now. It's been hijacked. It's been taken. We need to be loud and aggressive and focused and never shut up and never submit. Because we lost our ass because of the attitude, mind your own business. They're in our business now. It's kind of like don't start a fight, but once somebody starts it, finish it. And that's really the point we've reached is we keep taking the attacks, we keep taking the lies, and just saying, well, we're not going to grandstand, well, we're not going to. No. I am not going to sit here and endorse laying down and taking it. And I'm not saying my uncle was wrong. In that time and place, he knew the information. He was right. I was 14, running my mouth. And he told me and explained to me, you need to know what you're talking about before you say something. That was true. That was a true lesson. But I'm saying the lesson here is now, we can't wait and know we're always going to be right or things are going to go perfect and we're just going to always be so upright and so expert that we never do anything because we don't want to get something wrong. We got to get our hands dirty. You know that old Uncle Sam footage from photo graphic. From World War II, I love that. Pull up Uncle Sam rolls up his sleeves. World War II poster. There's a lot of versions of it. And it's Uncle Sam, man, with those guns, and he's just rolling the sleeves up. And once it's clobbering time, folks, we're not going to get it all right. There's going to be collateral damage in the information war, but at least we're not going to be bootlicking and on our backs. And I've done a lot of collateral damage. I've made a lot of mistakes, but didn't do them on purpose. Had a pure heart. Wanted to change the world, and that's why I had success. Roll the sleeves up, get involved, and get in their business. Get in their business. Get in their business. Get in their business. They got in our business, and they're trying to take over our business, our lives. There it is. And stop laying down to anything. Some leftist runs their mouth, get in their face, nonviolently, but dress their ass down. I don't want to say I can't wait till the state police pull me over, but I almost bet you about this a few days ago. Everybody I know, that happened to me, has been pulled over by state police. They come into Austin, they go to the wealthy and middle class areas and write speeding tickets and tickets for inspection stickers that are out, and they're not even in the bad parts of town. For those who don't know, we lost a third of our police. Crime is exploding here. And so Abbott sends in the state police, and they're writing speeding tickets for 7 miles over the speed limit. Happened to one of the crew members. And listen, if we didn't have open war and murder and rape and feces everywhere, I'd be like, well, sure, write me a speeding ticket. But well, the state police pulls me over. I'm going to say, I'm glad you're here. I'm going to ask them, why are you being given the mission to write inspection stickers like you wrote Owen Schroyer? What does an inspection sticker have to do with the crime explosion? Could you please deal with the rapists and murderers and the home invasions? They had a press conference that said 16 arrests per day under new partnership. Yeah, for what? A warrant for not paying a bill? Yeah, that's what they're doing. It's disgusting. Can't Greg Abbott do anything right? We'll be right back. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate them to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Mark my words, AI is far more dangerous than nukes.
I try to convince people to slow down AI, to regulate AI. This was futile. I tried for years.
I'm really quite close to, or very close to the cutting edge in AI, and it scares the hell out of me. It's capable of vastly more than almost anyone knows, and the rate of improvement is exponential.
It feels like we are the biological bootloader for AI, effectively. We are building it, and then we're building progressively greater intelligence, and the percentage of intelligence that is not human is increasing. And eventually, we will represent a very small percentage of intelligence.
Freedom consists of the distribution of power, and despotism in its concentration. And so I think it's important, if we have this incredible power of AI, that it not be concentrated in the hands of a few and potentially lead to a world that we don't want. All of us already are cyborgs. So you have a machine extension of yourself in the form of your phone and your computer and all your applications. You are already superhuman. by far, you have more power, more capability than the President of the United States had 30 years ago. So everyone is already superhuman.
We're rapidly headed towards digital superintelligence that far exceeds any human. I think it's pretty obvious.
And that's really true. We have more power than the president 30 years ago, the technology we have, but we're not using it. I suggest we use it, human intelligence interface of the tech, and override the globalist program, big tech, and AI.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Chase Geiser is a frequent guest host on our other shows. It's great to have him here in studio. I love the video he did yesterday. He lives here in Austin. We just aired that. OneAmericaPodcast.com. He's host of One American Podcast, dedicated to exploring American values, politics, philosophy, and political influencers. And he's here with us today to discuss AI, what it really means, what it really signifies, what he thinks the main threats of this technology is. My concern is from day one, it's weaponized by the globalists, pre-programmed to be a feedback loop algorithmically to basically flood the zone with their disinformation. And the real power of AI is when we submit to it, when we follow it, when we use it. Again, we don't use hydrogen bombs because we have them. We don't use airborne Ebola because the Pentagon has produced it. We can control this. And I think if we don't, we basically create that Atlantis moment where we blow ourselves up. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's a couple of different challenges here. The first challenge is if only the government or these establishment entities have access to this technology, then it's sort of like when the government solely has all the weapons, right? So I actually advocated on the American Journal in the last hour that we have an amendment to the Constitution to protect the right to access artificial intelligence just as the government does.
That's what Elon Musk is saying.
Yes.
So that's, I say exactly, use technology to build our own spaces, but at the same time, I think control via privacy rights and other issues, letting them jack in everything to one AI. I think that's the main, just like with digital currencies, we're all for decentralized ones, but we don't want central bank digital currencies. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's right in line with it. Of course, the challenge is if the entire populace has access to this technology, then it's obviously going to have an influence and an impact on the populace, right? So we're going to have a situation in which members of our culture, our society, Americans, are developing relationships with artificial intelligence that supplement or even replace real human relationships. So I'm kind of worried for the soul of humanity, for the soul of Americans, as they begin to dedicate their time and spend all their attention with artificial intelligence appearing to be conscious and actually having a relationship.
And you research this and write about this a lot for major publications like Zero Hedge and others. What is the timeline? I don't know, nobody can control it right now, but what is the timeline? Where are we at in the AI timeline?
That's a really good question, and timeline is sort of always the question, whether it's when the dollar is going to collapse. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And we've seen traditionally with Moore's Law that the faster technology advances, the faster technology advances. It's exponential. It's not linear, right? So I would say that within 36 months, 48 months, my intuition is that we're going to be at a place where you can interact with artificial intelligence that seems to be like a human being.
So we're not in Kansas anymore.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
And just because you don't interact with it, other people are going to be interacting with it, and you're going to be dealing with something that isn't human.
Exactly. And imagine this. Imagine if our entire education system over time is converted to a position where the government, the public educators, are actually artificial intelligence. Then you have this artificial intelligence that's been designed by the state to teach in a certain way and have a certain narrative. And not only that, it's such a superior intelligence that it can convince anyone of virtually anything because it'll understand your psychology, your emotional responses, as well as the best argument. So it's not even the fact that this artificial intelligence could have the best argument, but could also present it to you in such a way that it convinces you of things that may not be true. I'm really worried about the impact that this is going to have on our culture over the next century.
And that's why we have to already have our values as a North Star, that anything that goes against those values that our forebears gave us, we don't go against.
Exactly. Exactly. I said in the American Journal this morning that technology can do good things for good people, and it can make bad people do bad things. So if we don't have values, if we don't have our traditional American culture, belief in God, things like that, we are going to be more malleable by the artificial intelligence that we are interacting with. So you have to know who you are, have your convictions before you use technology like this, just like you have to practice gun safety before you carry a firearm around. You know, a lot of people advocate for making their kids familiar with firearms, how to take them apart, how to use them safely. That way, when they use the technology or have it later on, they can be safe with it and effective with it, rather than having them be reckless with it because they have no knowledge or familiarity or ground rules for how they're going to respond to it.
Well, Chase Geiser, here's what I know. The world's full of questions, but the one thing I know for absolute certain is that we are living in incredibly dynamic, changing crossroads periods. And I see the young people and others saying, I'm so bored, thousands of channels, oh, it's so boring. That's because they're not dialed into the 35,000-foot view of how the world really works. They're only accessing little pieces of garbage media. But if you actually pull back at the historical, cultural, spiritual context, this is a fabulous time to be alive. I mean, this is so edge of your seat every day. I mean, this is like the championship rodeo, the last minutes of sudden death overtime, NFL, your wife having a baby, a war starting, you know, all good things, bad things. It's all accelerating towards this moment.
Yeah, I think so. And what's even more alarming about what you just said is, yes, it's an exciting time for human beings. But like you said, the mass media is garbage. And that's what is informing this artificial intelligence. If you interact with ChatGPT, it has learned by scouring the Internet, scanning and reading.
Explain that. It's being trained by us. So it's going to get all our lies, all our mental illnesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think that you're going to start to see some of the dysfunctions of humanity manifest in artificial intelligence. But moreover, since the Internet is in large left-leaning, because the publications that get the high rankings on search results and things like that are leftist or globalist publications, we're going to see artificial intelligence that has that bias. And we've already seen that manifest in that ChatGPT won't respond to certain prompts or certain questions.
How long until some of the, quote, robots go crazy and start killing people?
I don't know about that. So that's a really good question. From science fiction, we see artificial intelligence put in a real physical object that operates and walks around like Terminator or whatever, right?
But the real way it would kill us was just putting in actuaries to shut down grain production, kill people that way.
Exactly. Or just eradicate your soul, right? So if you're sitting there and you're spending all of your time interacting with artificial intelligence, this is a consciousness that doesn't have a soul, then you've really turned over your humanity. You've sacrificed your real human relationships. You're spending all your time interacting with this interface that's a faux sort of like fake god or idol almost. And they might not have to kill you to render you not human anymore.
And by the way, that's already been done with humans using technology. This would be on a much larger scale, where you remember executives from Facebook went public 10 years ago saying, we want to make you depressed. We want to control you. You've got some cases on Twitter, Facebook, more than half the people you're talking to are avatars. That's already this artificial thing where you think you're talking to a human, but it's a fake person with a fake message using human peer pressure, praising you, but it's all a fraud.
Yeah, I think so. And this is an example, this OpenAI example of ChatGPT is an example of private technology. This is the private version of this technology. I believe that the government's artificial intelligence technology is far superior to this. And so the real question is, are we already interacting with artificial intelligence and just unaware of it?
Now, I have the answer to that when we come back. I've talked to some high-level people. They say they've dialed back its power in case people notice it. Well, I'll tell the story when we come back. But if you go back like 5 years ago where you do the voice deal to send out a memo that wasn't good, they said it was too good, dial it back. They have artificially dialed it back so people don't know how powerful it already is. We'll be right back with Chase Geiser on the other side to talk about the AI takeover and how to stop it.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with a crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Here back live, talk show host and researcher, author, reporter, Chase Geiser is here with us in studio at OneAmericanPodcast.com. Big picture, we're going to have you back for a full hour soon. We'll bring a bunch of clips. You can talk about this some more because you do a great job breaking it down. If the social engineers are so threatened by free humanity, that's really the source of their power, that's where all the creativity and more comes from, why would they be recklessly throwing everything into these systems that so many experts, including Elon Musk, warn them that it's a high probability this system will take control over them as well? Is it just that mad scientist instinct, or what is it?
I think that the establishment thinks that they are gods. We know, we've seen time and time again, that our leaders, especially from the left, act as if they know what's best for the people instead of allowing the people to decide what's best for themselves. And so they see themselves as transcendent to this technology. Oh, we made it, therefore we can control it. But they will be in for a rude awakening because this technology will come back and burn them. And to answer your question about why they're creating such a reckless technology, it's not only the fact that they feel like they're immune to it, but it's because they love to experiment on populations. We've seen for the last 10 years that social media outlets and platforms have been experimenting and studying the data of responses and certain types of content and certain types of algorithms on the people that use their platforms, and the establishment's doing the same thing.
That's really it. And there's also kind of a gold rush. Like, well, if we don't do it, the Chinese will. And just
yeah.
From your research, who's got the most, I know most of it's secret projects, but AI is all about the data they feed in. What's the biggest AI system now?
I don't know for sure, but I would be very surprised if the U.S. government did not have the most sophisticated artificial intelligence. I think Google is fairly sophisticated. I know that they've been criticized over the years for working with the CCP, but I tend to think that as far as the military-industrial complex is concerned, our government tends to be ahead in terms of technology.
Yeah, so they act like they're not with China, and they give them, I mean, with the U.S., and they give China the crap.
Exactly, exactly. And China's famous for being sort of copycat, right? Like, you don't really see any famous Chinese composers. They might be able to play Beethoven perfectly, but they can't compose like Beethoven composed. So we create things, we innovate things over here because we have more freedom, though it's shrinking, and they copycat it over there.
Well, I could ask a lot of questions, but you're really over the target here. What else would you want to impart to the viewers?
I just want to really emphasize, I'm a father of two young girls, one about to be born next month. I want to emphasize how important it is to raise your kids with strong convictions and values, because we are entering a society in which artificial intelligence is going to be more influential on your children than Hollywood or the music industry was on my millennial generation.
So get ready. I was about to say, I didn't tell you from the break, but I was going to say, human memory, biological memory is the most powerful thing we've got, and a spiritual connection that we go with as a default against this.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Just don't forget that there is a God, and anything that gets in your way of your relationship with God is something that you have to be very careful about, very careful to avoid. This tool could be incredibly useful to you and helpful and do so much good in the world, but if you're not a good person, it will maximize all the things that are bad about you. So do the best you can to be a good person.
I forget which Bible verse it is, in Revelation, or maybe it's in Daniel before that, but it's even the elect would be deceived. You know, at the end, the deception becomes so all-encompassing, they put you in like a matrix of false reality.
Yeah, I think so. The crazy thing about this technology is that it will be able to convince you of anything, even if it's wrong, because it will be that superior in intelligence and have that deep of an understanding of human psychology that it will be able to just mold you around like a cult leader. And so we have to be very, very careful that we don't trust it. We can use it, but we can't trust it. You have to take it with a grain of salt. You really do.
Again, I ask the question, why is the establishment accelerating this? Because they think somebody else will get it.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, ever since we established nuclear power in the United States, there's always been this element of paranoia around what other militaries are doing, what other countries are doing. That's the whole premise of the Cold War, is making sure that we're out pacing the commies in terms of nuclear power and the constant explosions. You can look at the heat map of all the explosions that were happening. There's like a time lapse, a speed up of all the nuclear tests that were happening over the last 50 years or so.
Guys, type in on YouTube, time lapse of nuclear tests.
Exactly. The same thing's happening with AI. You just can't see it that way because it's not a real world explosion, but all these things are happening in this digital realm, in this virtual reality.
And we know they're using AI with censorship to flag it back to humans. And the big move is to get humans even out of the way.
Yeah, yeah. And the United States has been surveilling the citizens for an extended period of time, a very long time. But now we have the technology where this artificial intelligence can actually go in and analyze that massive amount of data that's being collected and make decisions, take actions based off of that data in a way that we couldn't when we were relying on humans to manually.
Yeah, you may have a million people in intelligence looking at it and trying to get it through the decision process, but instead AI says, here's the main groups, here's the policy, do it.
Yep, and this artificial intelligence lives on the digital sphere, too. So if you're worried about a social credit score, it's going to know all of your search history, all of your chat conversations, and it's going to be able to put you in categories of behavior types, mentalities, without a human being even looking at you, and you're going to be put in these boxes on these lists, all done by artificial intelligence.
Wow. So do you have hope for humanity?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. We just have to have the character and the conviction and the courage to know how to respond to these things. Technology always advances. That's inevitable. People push against it. People write it. But the only thing you can change is how you respond to it. Viktor Frankl wrote a great book, Man's Search for Meaning, and he was in the death camps during the Holocaust, and he said, you can't change your environment, but you can change how you respond to it. That's the major lesson of that book. And so we have to decide how we're going to respond to this technology, not whether or not it's going to happen.
Well, past behavior is the biggest indicator of future behavior. And if you look at war, this is all war, it's always going to be something else countering that. So it looks like we're not going to stop AI, How do we develop free AI or open AI or open source AI that we can then battle the system with? And I think the answer is not one AI. You were saying that earlier on Harrison's show this morning. It's decentralizing this. That's what Elon Musk is saying.
Yeah. That is a great question to which there is not yet an answer. This is what Elon Musk is looking into. This is what he originally hoped for when he was involved with OpenAI. Of course, he left OpenAI in somewhat of a controversy. And since then, OpenAI went from being a nonprofit to a for-profit privatized entity funded by Microsoft. And honestly, I think that the answer to this problem is going to be something like the answer to the firearm problem, the Second Amendment. We are protected by the Second Amendment so that not just the government has the weapons, not just the government has the firearms. And that's why we have postponed tyranny for so long. Nobody's ever invaded the United States because we've been so well armed. So we have to think about artificial intelligence as the new sort of Second Amendment, the new arms.
Well, I mean, I think this, instead of paying lip service, AI needs to scoop up data. And if big tech wasn't allowed to violate privacy and scoop everything up, that would basically hamstring AI if it didn't have access to everything.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I don't know how we would go about regulating that, especially since everybody who signs up for these social media platforms just accepts the terms of services without even looking. Most people don't pay any attention. People are actually giving away their information in an unprecedented way. And it's really unnecessary.
Sure. So I'm for net neutrality in the old model. But maybe the answer is not net neutrality and 100 internets. And then just it keeps. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Some don't accept AI. They can turn off the hub so they don't get it. Then AI's going to try to scrape it.
Sure.
I mean, it's. I'm not an engineer, but I can imagine looking at warfare models the way that would be done.
Well, and I think it's important to have access to different artificial intelligences, right? Everything that we create is created by us. And I know that sounds redundant, but what I mean to say is, artificial intelligence only works because we teach it. We decide what to put into it.
It plagiarizes everything.
Yes.
People go, look at this incredible art that this AI did. It's that's a famous painting. It's grabbing all our stuff, showing it to us, saying, look how great I am. It's showing us.
Yep, exactly. And it's actually a testament to the beauty that is humanity. We just have to make sure that we don't forget our humanity as this artificial intelligence becomes more and more sophisticated.
Wow. All right. Chase Geiser, come back and see us soon, OneAmericanPodcast.com. Come do a whole hour with us. Come in with a whole presentation. If you want, I used to do this. I'm going to start doing it more with a PowerPoint up here. Go around the whole presentation. I'm going to start doing that more. Thank you so much for joining us.
Honor and a pleasure.
Great job. You've been filling in for Harrison Smith while he's got his second baby, which I'm told to come is good.
Yep, all good.
And you got another one coming in a month.
Yep, that's right.
Human intelligence, human biology, building a world that's pro-human, that's the answer. We got 40 seconds left. Closing comment.
I just want to say special thanks to InfoWars here and all the work that you do, Alex, on band.video. And I would encourage anyone who is listening just to be very conscientious and aware that now is a more important time than ever to embrace your humanity and seek a relationship with God. Because if we forget who we are, then artificial intelligence will determine who we become.
That is perfectly said. All right, Chase Geiser, OneAmericanPodcast.com. We're at MadMaxWorld.tv and InfoWars.com. Thank you, sir, again.
You're welcome.
All right, I'm going to start the third hour. I'm going to give the number out. I'm going to cover news and take your calls. Hour number three, straight ahead.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.